Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Tamura, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos HaSabbat Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Yosef HaGaon, B'Karav Mamesh. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had two different machlokes regarding an animal that was originally designated as a carbon, and for whatever reason, it wasn't able to be brought. Rabbi Elazar is the simplest. He says it just has to be left to die. But then we had this machlokes Tanakama, which is the Chachamim, and Rabbi Elazar that no, it's not left to die. It goes out to graze, gets a mum, it's sold, and then we take that money and we use it for something. What's that something? So Tanakama holds it's used for nedava, namely the karbanos oila are purchased with it, and those are brought on the mizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar said something very similar. He said yavi b'dmeim oilos, that the money is used for karban oila. So that's what the Mishnah asks. V'aloi af nedava oila hi, a nedava is also an oila. Ma ben divrei Rabbi Elazar l'divrei Chachamim? What's the difference between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? It seems to be they're saying the same thing. And the answer is ela b'zman shiba chayva. When it comes as a chayv, meaning according to shitas Rabbi Elazar that it's brought as an oila, hu samich aleha, him, the original owner, he has to lean on it. He does smicha before shchita. He has to bring a carbon mincha and wine, and that comes from his own funds. He has to pay for those in Sachim. If he's a Kayin, it's Avaida and its hide belongs to him, which means if the original owner of this carbon is a Kayin, so he has the right to bring his own carbon, he could do the Avaida, and he also gets to keep the hide of the animal. However, when it's a Nadava, meaning it's put into these boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's used for Oilus Ketam Mizbeach, as we described in previous Mishnayas, he doesn't do Smicha. The nesachim that are brought with it come from the tzibur's funds, that's public funds, he doesn't have to pay for it. And afal pishu kayin, even if he's a kayin, avodasa va'ayr shel anshei mishmar, it's avoida and its hide are given to people of the mishmar, that's the kayhanim whose turn it is to serve in the Beis HaMikdash during that week, and that's because this is considered a public karbon, not private, so it's totally different then. And now moving on to Mishnah Hey, continue to discuss tamura. Tamura's habachar v'hamaiser, the tamura of a firstborn animal, or an animal that was maiser Behema, Vladan Uvlad Vladan at Saifa Oilam, its child and its child child until the end of the world. Hare Eluke Bachar Chmeiser, they're just like Bachar and Meiser, they have the same din, Ve'yachal Bemuma Labailim, and they're eaten by the owner when they get a mum, meaning they develop a blemish, a mum, and then the owner could just keep it himself, he could eat it himself. Then we ask another question, Ma Bein HaBachar VaMeiser L'Bein Kol HaKadshim, what's the difference that we see between Bachar and Meiser versus all other Kadshim that become Tamura? That's Shekol HaKadshim Nukarim Be'itles, V'nishchatim Be'itles, V'nishkalim Be'litra, all other Kadshim, when they get a mum, and as we learned in previous Mishnayos, they have to be sold and we use that money to purchase a different carbon. So these kachim, they can be sold in a regular butchery, that's an itlas, regular butcher shop, and they can be shechted there and they can be weighed regularly. That's with a litra, it's just a standard way of weighing meat. This is excluding Bechar Meiser, and that's because with all other carbonos, when they have to get a mum and then we sell them, what happens with that money? We purchase another carbon with it. So we want to be able to get maximum value for this animal that has a mum. Therefore, we're going to sell it regularly, like a standard animal that's being sold on the market, because that way we're going to get the most amount of money for the Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to Bechar and Meiser, since that's just eaten by the owner, not only do we not need to get the maximum amount of money for it, but actually it's a little bit of a bizayon. It's somewhat degrading for something that has a status of kachim to be sold like a regular animal in their butcher shop, and therefore it cannot be sold like that. It has to be done in a non-standard way. Another difference is with kachim, v'yeshlam pidyon, they're able to be redeemed, and then they become chulin, ulatmura sayim pidyon, and the tumura also could be redeemed. Chutzman b'char min ha-meiser, b'char min is not able to be redeemed. Another difference is kachim is b'ayim chutz la'aretz. Regular kachim, regular carbonus could come from chutz la'aretz. If a person lives outside Eretz Yisrael and he designates an animal as a carbon, he brings it up to the Beis HaMikdash and we bring it for him, no problem. Chutzman b'char min ha-meiser, that it's excluding b'char min ha-meiser, there's a slight difference. Imbo tamimim yikrevu v'imbali mumin yachol mum labaylem. If they were brought from chutz la'aretz and they're tam, they're whole, they're unblemished, so then they could be brought on the mizbeach. But if they're bal mum, then they're just eaten by their owner. And we further explain this. Amar Rav Shimon says, Matam, what's the reason? Meaning, why do we l'chatchila not bring a Bechar or Meiser from Chutz La'aretz? Sha Bechar or Meiser yashlam parnasum kaiman. Because Bechar and Meiser, they have parnasa. This does not mean a weekly paycheck. That means that there's a tikkun. There's something that we could do to enable them to be eaten where they are, and we don't have to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Namely, if they get a mum wherever they are, so they could just be eaten regularly. Shech them, put the meat into the challen, or make a barbecue out of it, and there's no reason to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, l'chatchila, one should not do so. However, shakar kachim, all other karbanos, afal pishanad behen mum, even if a mum is developed on them, harei l'bukedushasan, they're still kadosh, and even if we end up selling them and taking that money has to be used for a different karbon, and therefore l'chatchila, we are going to bring karbanos from chutz la'aretz. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the perek dalet, mishnah aleph and beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.